Based upon his performances, I don't see how you couldn't put him in that conversation. Who would you say is playing better than him right now? There's nobody.
Bill Belichick used to tell his coaches, coach him like you're in high school. We can't get nobody else. You said if I played special teams. I got to go. Yeah. I'm not even messing with you.
I don't.
You don't know.
I don't do that. That's for the paupers.
No. Can't get the smell
stink.
Out of
but why would your water bottle stink? What else do you put in there?
I put protein powder and stuff in there before.
In a water bottle.
And I think it was a grave mistake. Because it can't get the smell. Like, it's a nasty kind of taste in there.
So, okay.
In my water bottle.
In your water bottle.
In
so
my
you can
water
still
bottle.
Taste the remnants.
No, it's not a taste.
Is it the remnants of the...
It's a remnants. It's like a smell.
A
like,
smell.
Let me smell it again here.
So the smell remnants.
Yeah, smell it.
I'm not smelling
you
that.
You don't want to smell it?
I want to smell
you
your
want to indulge
protein
in this?
Powder.
It's not protein.
Protein
it's
powder.
It's just I put soap. I've done it all. And I think it's because it's plastic. But I like this bottle because it's slim. It fits in my bag.
Yeah.
But I think it's time to retire it.
Speaking of slim.
Tell me.
I got something I got to tell you, man.
Who's slim?
No. I mean, obviously.
Slim Thug?
You
slim Thug
really
got
good.
Out of. No.
It's no, that's BG.
BG. Yeah, sorry.
So I'm watching American TV, mm-hmm. right? American TV.
I can't with you. When it starts like that, I can't.
No,
J
Bell, listen.
I can't,
no,
I
listen,
can't with
listen,
you.
Listen, listen, listen.
I'm watching American TV.
I'm watching American TV.
Okay.
And listen, I have no problem with overweight people. As a matter of fact, I prefer mm-hmm. a little chunk.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I love.
Well, you've told me about how, yeah, where you're from, what that signifies.
That signifies wealth mm-hmm. and health.
Mm-hmm. So, if you're skinny, you're not.
No, you're doing bad. You're doing bad.
Yeah,
in Nigeria, if you're skinny,
they
start laughing at you. They're like, ah, look at this guy, you're suffering. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, you know, in the West, if you're slim, that's like a sign of wealth, basically.
Oh, right. Okay,
right?
Okay.
So I'm watching American TV, and there is a commercial for a particular shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular shoe. It has a shoehorn inside it, so people don't have to bend down to put their shoes on. They can just slip. and it was like, yeah, so you don't even have to bend down to put your shoes on. All you got to do is just put your feet in and you can just slide right in. And in my head, I was like, you see, they just keep making.
I can't even laugh. This is so ridiculous. This is like an infomercial of a
stand up and slide your foot in. And it's like a shoehorn right in here. So you don't have to bend down. So they're like, yeah, you don't even have to bend. And it wasn't advertised like for people with
elderly people.
No,
like,
No. They had it was like
this for you and I.
Yeah.
We don't want to bend over.
You don't want to bend over. I said, oh my goodness. I can't with America anymore, bro. Can't with America.
And they selling it like this is the new thing.
Bro, like just like this. Just slide your feet in. You ain't even got to bend down.
Well, I have a nice segue.
Okay, for what you got for me, bro?
I want to welcome you to the Jason and OC podcast.
That's it, man.
Sponsored
some
by
nice shoes, by the way.
Lazy Boy for the
for the guys. As a matter of fact, my little nephew he would do really well with those shoes. He just slid his feet in. He broke my Lazy Boy, man.
Oh.
I'll never forgive him, J-Bell.
Oh, I feel so bad for you.
Yeah. But we got some new ones coming.
We got some new ones. And you know what? Because your experience in the man cave with the Lazy Boy is top notch. And we are sponsored by them. They are the original recliner brand.
Yeah, Lazy Boy.
Which is big on comfort. And we're big on comfort.
Yeah.
Your shoes are comfortable.
They're very comfortable.
My shoes are comfortable.
But they don't have the things.
You don't need that.
So
you don't need that. Because you can sit down in your Lazy Boy and relax. And then put your shoes on instead of having to stand up. If these people had a proper Lazy Boy, they wouldn't need that.
You're right.
They sit down,
yeah,
very relaxed, and you can get one at
Hit It.
www.la-z-boy.co.uk.
You're doing really well. That was really good, J-Bell.
I felt good because I saw myself in my Lazy Boy putting on my comfortable shoes.
Your comfortable shoes.
And that commercial means nothing to me.
I know. I took care of you today, by the way.
What'd you do?
Oh, you're not going to believe this.
No, tell me.
So I took an Uber to the train station, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I sit in the car as an elderly gentleman. He's got to be in his close to 80. He was old. Uh-huh.
Driving
he, you. Driving. Uh-huh. He was an Uber driver. Mm-hmm. And he kept on looking in the rearview mirror. Kept looking. And so right before we pulled up to the train station, he was like, are you that guy that does the American football? And I was like, yeah. He was like, man, you're so great. He was like, you and the other fella. You guys, they always call you the other fella for some reason. He was like, you and the other fella. You guys are so, the little guy. You guys are so great, man. I watch you guys. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, that I watch you guys. And he was like, but my friend really, really loves you guys, that he won't even believe that I'm driving you today. Ooh. I was like, listen, I just got sent these tickets. Have you been to an NFL game?
No.
I swear to God. He was like, no, I've never been. I was like, what about your friend? He was like, my friend would lose his mind. I was like, you know what? I got you. And I said, give me your email. He sent me his email, and I sent him the two tickets. They're going to be there at the game next week. Not this week, next week, man. I took care of you, man.
Hey, man, you're a good dude, man.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, imagine an elderly guy saying he's a fan of it. I had to do it. What was I supposed to do,
Hey, man, you know what? There's plenty of places, and we've talked about this, and people have moved up in significant roles throughout London. Like,
yeah.
People have started in restaurants and now are running restaurants, things like that. I remember sitting down with a guy, and he came, and he's running one of the dopest spots in London.
Yeah.
And he comes up to me, oh, man, I love you and OC. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. He's like, yeah, OC gave me tickets, you know, 5 years ago. Yeah. And I was like, wait, what? Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, da-da-da. Yeah. I'm like, see, you're just a good dude, and
whenever people show us love, J-Bell, yeah. just organic love, like I feel like it's our duty to, you know,
that means a lot.
You gotta spread that back.
I mean, that means a lot, and it's true to your nature, man. You are about people. You've done things throughout life that have been about others, and you know, a lot of people don't know, and you don't even discuss them. But yeah, it doesn't surprise me. But I can't wait to see this. Hopefully, this dude sends some pictures or something.
So cool.
It'll be really
That's
cool.
Be so cool. Man.
It'll be really cool. It's that time of the week.
Mm.
One big thing. All right, this week was crazy, man. A lot of upsets, a lot of games. We were like, how is this happening, right? It's hard to predict from week to week. We always say that. That's what makes the NFL, to your line, it never disappoints. But the Miami Dolphins, the disrespect that they put on the Denver Broncos, 70-20. OC, I've played on a bad high school team before I transferred to another high school team. I was a baller.
Mm.
We weren't ballers, right? Why did I have to say that?
Yeah, I mean, you got to let people know.
I had
know.
To let them know. Yeah. We never lost by 70 points.
That's
like bad youth teams don't lose that bad.
Yeah.
This is the NFL. And they score 20 points.
Yeah. Jason, that was probably the most bizarre thing I've seen in the NFL. Not only did I not expect to see that, I never thought in the NFL I would see a team give up 70 points. You don't even see that in high school, like you said. You don't even see that in college when, like, a big school – I was at Troy. Like, we would get paid big money by the schools, you know, to go down there. Yeah, to go play them so we can get beat down. And it just wouldn't transpire like that, right? How do you score? And the funny thing about this game is, at a certain point, right, Miami knew they were so far ahead, they stopped trying. So they were running the ball, and they kept on scoring. They kept on breaking. The Denver Broncos couldn't do anything to slow them. It was bizarre.
Personal.
You think so?
Personal.
Why do you think this was personal?
This is personal. Okay, let's start here. Remember in the offseason, Sean Payton of the Broncos, he was talking about Tua. He talked about Tua maybe getting hurt again.
Mm.
You know, all the hype for their team, you know. He made a comment about that. All right, another man's business.
Mm.
Okay. Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins, who did he get let go by? The Denver Broncos.
Mm.
Sean Payton, I get it. He was in the media. He had a lot of comments this offseason about coaches and situations. And we know, it's like when you were in high-stake contract negotiations. You don't talk about a man's money. Mm-hmm. I know you in there. I know you might have an opinion, but we usually take a back seat.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're going to let it play out. It's the code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when that's violated,
There's repercussions. People
remember.
Yeah.
Second most points, OC, in NFL history. Most yards since 1951. I don't even know what was happening in 51. Mm. Yes, I do, but I'm not getting into that.
Mm.
First team in NFL history with 300-plus passing yards and 350-plus rushing yards. I'm just trying to let people know how serious of a beatdown this was.
The 300 passing yards, I'm not disturbed by that. That happens.
That happens. Day. But 350 on the ground? On the ground?
That's 3.5 times the average.
Bro, you can't. Let's bring them in. What does film session look like after you give up 350 yards?
No, there is no film session. That doesn't exist. The only way to move forward.
You don't even
forward,
put that tape on.
Jason, you have to go in there and you have to act like that didn't happen. Just straight blank.
There's nothing you can learn.
Nothing that didn't happen, okay? We're going to move forward as if that was an aberration, because it has to be. These are professional players.
Yeah.
They got a lot of good football players there, right?
Yeah.
Sean Payton talked too much without a shadow of a doubt. And like my good coach Coughlin used to say, talk is cheap. And at the end of the day, and you know, this is another thing, Jason. It's something that I always appreciate about sports, right? You can say anything you want to say, right? You can talk, yeah. You can do all this, yeah, flashing. You can do all of that. But at the end of the day, you and I are going to have to see each other right here on this field. There's nothing that anybody can do, right?
To save you.
No, there's nothing. There's no influencers, right? There's
no Taylor Swift ain't going to sing you out of it.
Nothing. It's just you and I. We're gonna decide this right here.
So nobody's going to save you.
Very, very careful with the things that you let come out of your mouth. Because more often than not, you're going to have to back that up. It never ends up well for you.
Oh, so you are so right. Throughout the history of sports,
Bulletin
board material is real. You have coaches come in and recite quotes. They won't tell you, but they do. This guy said this. We're looking for something because you're either going to give us a nugget on how you're going to play us because people slip. They just talk and they start talking freely. Or they say something that motivates a player.
Yeah.
And as you know, this is real. And you don't know the kind of person you're playing against. I remember I used to study receivers as far as who you could talk to, who you couldn't. Because I didn't want you to play better.
Yeah.
You're really not going to talk to a guy and they're going to play worse. But you just don't want to change. But if they get better, you better stay quiet.
Yeah.
You poke the bear and they turn up on you, you're like, what have I done to myself? So you're smarter than that, right? You're going to beat the dude off the edge. You had a plan. You're not going to make him play better because you're talking crazy to
talking
him.
Talking reckless.
You're going to just go dominate him, right?
Yeah.
These comments, however it was taken, however the coach who got fired from a team feels about an organization, they are coming in and they are trying to make a statement and they are telling the players all week long about that. So as an opponent, you should be ready.
Mm.
But I don't think anybody can be ready for that speed on that field.
Yeah.
They are fast. And the way the game is orchestrated, it's like, anything you try to take away, we'll find another way to use this speed.
Mm-hmm.
It's vertically, horizontally, the way we motion, the way we block. We're making you think fast. And if you slip up that much, just a second, we're so fast, we take advantage of it.
That's all he's doing. That is all he's doing. It's a similar mentality to what you see McVay doing or what you see Shanahan doing.
Yeah.
They're
the same tree.
It's
coaching.
It's a very, very similar mentality. And all they're trying to do is get you in a position on defense, whereas you have to stop for a split second and think.
That's it.
And if you do that, they're counting on the fact that they're so fast that they're going to make you pay. You're watching these games and you're like, why is the fastest guy on the field wide open? Like, I don't understand why he's running. Because all they're doing, motion, shift, boom.
Yep.
And at the snap of the ball, they're coming at you and they're showing you two or three different things, two or three different looks, and you have to pick. And if you hesitate for 1 second, that's all it takes. This is what you call absolute genius coaching, man.
It's beautiful, and I love the fact that you talked about that, because viewers at home, when you watch this team, and I'm going to ask you a question about Tua on the back of this, and you, what OC said is so true. How are they getting open? You know he's fast. I'm going to tell you, as a defender, if they understand what leverage you're playing, inside, outside, what you're taking away, where your help is, and a guy with that kind of speed threatens that and then runs where you're exposed, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck.
Their offensive line is pretty good, but they're not giving up a lot of pressures. They're not giving up a lot of sack. It's because of all the things that they're doing. Like, as a defensive end, you're like,
you're thinking,
what is this? What are they doing? Is this, the offensive tackle is jumping at me. Is this a pass? Is this a run? Constantly think it's
everything looks
awful.
The same, right?
Yeah.
It's if I can't get a tail defensively on something that eliminates something, right? I'm just trying to eliminate as much as I can to play one or two things, right? That's it. Mm. But if you got me thinking every snap, it's going to be a long, long game, and that is what's happening when you play Miami. That's how you get a 70 burger on somebody. Mm. Tua, last question.
Yeah.
Is he the leading MVP candidate? Or is he a front runner? I'll put it that way.
Based upon his performances, I don't see how you couldn't put him in that conversation. Who would you say is playing better than him right now? There's nobody.
He's in the convo.
Yeah,
he's
nobody
in the convo.
Playing better
it's
than
early,
him right now.
But
yeah.
you.
But he was doing that last year. It's all about his health. That's in this particular system, right? Mm-hmm. It's about, is this man going to stay healthy for the long run? And if he does, what does he do well? He's a very, very accurate quarterback, quick decision making.
Oh, man.
And in this offense, you can't stop him.
No.
Right?
No.
So it's just about him staying healthy. If he does, sky's the limit for this cat, man.
I agree. Let's see how this shakes out. But if they keep playing like this, man, what if, and we'll end with this, what if you got San Francisco, you got Miami.
Mm.
These two coaches coach together.
Mm-hmm.
Similar kind of styles,
mm-hmm.
fun guys, mm-hmm. right? Just personalities.
Mm.
What if that's your Super Bowl?
Then I'll tell you right now, the winner is San Francisco.
Oh!
If that's a Super Bowl, I'm telling you right now, the
winner
is San
Francisco. Would it be exciting?
It'll be a great game. But Shanahan is the big brother.
Okay.
And the 49ers are bullies. You understand? They're more physical.
Yeah, yeah.
And so once it comes to a matchup like that,
yep.
where the 49ers understand what these guys are doing,
yeah.
right? They both understand each other. It's going to come down to who's the more physical football team.
Yeah.
And I think it's San Francisco.
Yeah. I mean, this is super hypothetical, but it's very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. I like your point on that. Winners and losers.
Okay.
I hate the fact that somebody has to lose, but it's the NFL, baby.
Yeah, that's life. That's like in life.
Somebody has to lose.
Yeah.
I lost this morning.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Even though like nowadays, can you even say lose? Is that allowed? Are you allowed to say lose? Somebody lost? I don't even know anymore. Maybe like somebody got a consolation prize.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe it's a consolation.
Maybe we need to play safe.
Yeah. Let's say winners and consolation prizes.
Consolation prizes. Yeah. Yeah. I like
nowadays,
that.
Nowadays, you can't
let's
say
see,
losers.
Yeah. If we get away with that, we can revisit this next week. But, you know, we need to have our lawyers look into that. I agree with you, OC. Let's talk about the winner then.
Okay.
That's easy. We can. That's a safe space.
Can you even say winners?
We can say the person who had the most
who came
success.
Out ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. They did. I like this.
Yeah.
I like where we're headed with this. Houston Texans.
Okay.
Okay. They get the number two pick,
right?
You have two quarterbacks. They pick CJ Stroud. All they've been talking about. I heard one of the players say this. Thank goodness we won that last game. I forget who they beat at the end of the season last year that got them in a position to get number two. They basically won their way out of the first pick.
The first pick, correct.
And they were like, thank goodness, because we got our guy, CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Okay? He completed 20 passes, 280 yards, two touchdowns.
280?
280, okay. Two touchdowns, his first win against Jacksonville. Now, everyone listening, these two teams play each other tough.
Yeah.
I played for Houston. We had beef with Jacksonville. I mean, it was a dogfight every time. You didn't know what was going to happen. But this guy, he is so good, OC, at processing quickly.
Mm-hmm.
we talk about other quarterbacks not having success, and we'll talk about some later on. This guy comes in line of scrimmage. He diagnoses what's happening, mm-hmm. whether it's what the defense is doing, whether it's pressure coming at him. He reacts. He delivers. Mm-hmm. He's very accurate. Mm-hmm. But that only occurs because of his mental makeup at the quarterback position.
Yeah. Extremely intelligent. I think I saw somewhere he's like one of only two quarterbacks to have 900 passing yards in his first three games.
How do you remember this stuff?
You just know I remember. That's just what I do.
That's very ridiculous.
I think he, from a quarterback position, has been the most impressive of all of them. I mean, Richardson got injured. Yeah. He was playing pretty well.
Got to be on the field.
Yeah. But C.J. Stroud, even in the games that they lost, you could tell that this guy is he's going to be an elite quarterback.
Totally
so
agree.
Houston Texans finally got a guy, right? But when I watched that game, Houston, they dominated Jacksonville, which was – I was caught off guard.
In Jacksonville?
Yeah, I was caught off guard by that. I did not see that one coming. Like you said, it's a rivalry game. They play each other very, very tough. I did not see the Houston Texans dominating a formidable, good Jacksonville Jaguars team. So there's something to be said about a team, a young team, young weapons everywhere, young quarterback, young head coach, that goes into Jacksonville and punches the Jacksonville Jaguars in the mouth, J-Bell.
Imagine when this team gets better and gets more talented. D'Amico Ryans, former linebacker in Houston. Mm. He was like you. He had Pro Bowls to his name. I think he was Rookie of the Year when he played. Leader. He's come over there. He's got his imprint on the team. But they got a guy they believe in at the quarterback position. Think of how hard it is to come in that city as a young man that looks like the last young man that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And you come in and you make this city love you. And you know how you do it? Balling.
Yeah. And he's doing that.
He is
balling. Shout out to C.J. Stroud.
Shout out to C.J. Stroud. Guess where he's from?
I don't know where.
The West Coast, baby.
Is he from Los Angeles?
He's from the West, baby.
I believe he's from LA.
I'm almost sure. I think he played in Snoop's football league.
But is he from LA?
He's West Coast, baby. Can I tell you one thing that was funny out of all that?
Mm.
There's another winner.
Okay.
His name is Andrew Beck. I know you don't know that name.
Andrew Beck?
Yeah, I know you don't know that
Andrew
name.
Andrew Beck or Becht?
Beck.
Okay.
Number 47.
Number 47.
Who ran the kickoff back.
The ball is bobbled, and it's picked up by the fullback, and he's got running room. Andrew Beck, after Boone couldn't handle it, it's still going. Beck, he's going to go all the way in. Did we just see what we just saw?
I'm telling you, I'm watching the game.
Yeah.
When somebody hits the sideline with number 47 on, you are like, what is happening?
Going on?
That is the boo-booest number on the roster. 47 is a long snapper. You were not supposed to make the team.
You weren't supposed to be on the team.
You don't even get gloves.
Yeah,
they don't give you wristbands, nothing. You got to bring your own cleats. And he hit the sideline.
That's incredible.
I didn't
know the name.
Bro,
yeah.
Nobody. Yeah, no, 47 hits, and he rolled out on him.
Is it?
They kicked it to him. They try to pooch kick it.
Mm.
He catches it. He kind of fumbles it.
Yeah.
Hits the sideline. Mm. But this always happens on special teams when you're running down and the ball hits the ground.
Yeah.
They slow down. Like we used to be taught, when the ball hits the ground, accelerate.
Okay.
Because that hesitation, what you're talking about Miami, that split second gets you in trouble. It got them boys in trouble in Jacksonville. He hit the sideline.
I think what I would do is, if I was on special teams, what I would do is I'll make my punt returners and my kickoff returners, I'll make them wear numbers like that, 47, 63, because if you're coming down to tackle,
you're
and
like, I ain't worried about him.
Worried about 47? This guy.
Well, he's not going to break my angle.
Nah.
You know what's funny? Mm. You said if I played special teams. I got to go. I'm not even messing with you.
I don't.
You don't know.
I don't do that.
Loser of the week.
I don't do that. That's for the paupers.
No. if I played special teams, this is what I would be like. If I had to run down kickoff, this is how I would act. Okay? You know?
Special teams. What? What is that?
Have you ever been to a special teams meeting?
Yes.
When?
When I was a rookie.
And that was it.
I used to block kicks, bro. I blocked 2 punts in a game.
Oh, I can see that happening.
No, it's not. It's happened. Oh, I blocked 2
Why
punts
didn't we
in a
use
game.
You then?
I don't know.
We could have used you.
Guess the Cowboys. Pop, pop, 2 of them.
Outside in? Or
you know the last edge rusher? Yeah. I was the guy right inside him.
Oh, so you
I was rushing
that's where,
right
that's
in.
Where you put your best rusher. Pop. That's where you put your best
nice
rusher.
Nice little sweet move.
And got it. And you
twice.
Tall.
Twice. That's wow. Best game, one of the best games I ever played.
That is tough.
Yeah. It was incredible.
Oh, you were balling.
That's how they knew not to trade me for Eli. It was because of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's in documentation. Yeah. We will not trade him
not
to the
guy.
Chargers.
No.
It's not happening. No. You can keep that trade.
It was because of that.
And your name's in the stadium. You know whose name's not in the stadium? It's not going to be in the stadium
Tell
in Chicago?
Us. Tell us.
Justin Fields.
Whew.
I'm not going to pile in on him,
but
he definitely didn't have a good week.
Yeah.
The reason I'm saying this is we needed him after the press conference to at least win, lose, or draw, play at a level where we were like, all right, he showed up.
Yeah.
Because – he stood on the podium. He said, I'm going to play freely. Mm. And we're like, what does that look like? You know, we just wanted to see, what does it look like? Just a little change. Mm-hmm. And we would have gotten behind it. We would have said, all right, cool. There was no change.
Yeah.
There's nothing to motivate you as a fan to where you're like, oh, I see what he did.
Yeah.
And we see quarterbacks play. We just talked about CJ Stroud. Let's just be honest. He's 3 games into his pro career. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing glimpses of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Or being a highly functional quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We're not seeing that.
Yeah.
It's not good for Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's a loser of the week, in my opinion.
I heard somebody say something yesterday, and you're going to find this really interesting, J-Bo. Mm-hmm. You're going to love this one. And I want everybody to think about this. Chicago is one of the cornerstone franchises in the NFL.
When they're good, it's good for the league.
Been around hundreds of years, just like the Giants, one of those teams, right? I want you to name one franchise quarterback the Bears have ever had.
Besides McMahon?
He wasn't a franchise quarterback.
Okay, I see where you're going. Because I could, yeah, I was going to say Cutler, but he didn't have the wins. When they went to the Super Bowl, they went with
Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman.
And the point was
Cade McNown from UCLA. He was my quarterback. Hey, my boy told me.
Yeah.
Tony Parrish told me, great safety for the Bears. They had Kay McNown and Curtis Enos was the running back.
Oh, my gosh.
That kicked the Cleveland. I said Cleveland. The Bears would boo when they said, Kay McNown, hands off to Curtis.
They start booing.
They would boo. Boo. Boo.
Ridiculous,
they
man.
Booed the quarterback and the running back. And they cheer if they threw anybody else or whatever, cheer.
They cheer.
Boo, boo.
Crazy.
Didn't last long for him.
Crazy.
Didn't last long for him.
But yeah, like when he said that, he was like, Chicago is not a place for quarterbacks. He was like, as long as they've been about defense.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And, you know, maybe the running game.
Yep.
But quarterbacks, and they've drafted several,
they've
go
tried.
There. To perish, basically, is what the guy was saying. And when he said it, I was like, I started to think. I was like, I can't think of a single – how has a team been around that long?
Yeah.
You can't think of a single big-time franchise quarterback. Like, how is that even possible? How would that happen?
Yeah, because Cutler was good when they brought him in there, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
They've even been around 100 years.
Yeah, it's – it must be somebody way back in the day or something, but
I don't understand it.
No, I mean, they win in a different way, and they build their team around that. Their team obviously isn't built for that now.
Yeah.
But you're right. We celebrate their defensive stars.
Yeah.
When they were dominating, when they went to the Super Bowl, we were talking about Urlacher. Yeah.
The D-line.
Yeah.
All those guys. Yeah.
It was that's the team. Good point, man.
Yeah. So it's not Fields' fault. It's Chicago.
I don't think it's – I'm not blaming Fields.
Yeah.
He's a loser this week.
Yeah. No.
You don't think so?
No. He's a guy that just didn't
succeed. He's a guy that didn't succeed this week.
He's a guy that didn't succeed this week.
Because when you're on that podium and you say you're going to change, we're all looking for it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. We're going to hit this real quick just because you've talked about this guy. when we were talking about defensive players of the year a long time ago, and you said it. You were like, Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
This Cleveland defense. Yo, Jim Schwartz is over there. We knew he was a great defensive coordinator. He's got pedigree. He had a year off. The way Myles Garrett is playing, he's unstoppable.
There's nothing you can do. Literally.
They move him around.
Nothing you can do. Forget it.
It's scary.
The only thing you can do is just run the ball, you know.
Yeah.
Try to soften them up, keep yourselves in the – because you put a guy like that – and also, you got to give a lot of credit to the defensive coordinators, right?
Yeah.
You see the guy in Dallas, Quinn, doing that with Micah, right? Mm-hmm. They put these guys in situations – and a lot of defensive coordinators don't do this.
Yeah.
You can have a really good player, a really good edge rusher, and they line him up in one place. And if the other team is sliding the line or they're chipping, that's tough luck, right?
You gotta find a way,
right? But then you have these guys who are all about their defensive lines, which is Quinn was a defensive line coach before, right? And then you see Schwartz. He's the first guy who really came with a wide nine with that front, right? Because he understands the emphasis on defensive linemen, right?
Yeah.
So what these guys do, they say to themselves, I have a special player, right? Now, if I get this guy in a one-on-one situation, it's as good as a blitz for me, right? Because you can't block him
guaranteed one-on-one, pressure,
right? You can't block him one-on-one. So their blitz packages and their schemes are essentially about getting the best pass rusher in a one-on-one situation because they know you cannot block them.
Yeah.
And whenever they do that, these guys are winning. So this is where you start to see, like, guys start to put up real numbers.
Yeah.
Because they're like, okay, we know you're going to try to slide the line, so maybe they'll walk a safety down. Or they'll walk a nickel down to make you slide the line to the other side.
Right.
And they're going to put this guy in a one-on-one situation. Or they'll overload. They'll mug the linebackers to make sure that everything is going to be one-on-one for this guy. You cannot block him.
This
and that's what's going on. These guys are too good.
What you just broke down in a simple way is what the NFL is now.
Yeah.
Which is on offense – you have a chess piece, and you make it work.
Mm.
And instead of lining up and playing, the way you're deploying your assets on defense, you're making the offensive line block you the way you want them to.
Correct.
To free up for your guy.
One-on-one. You just want him in a one-on-one situation.
And that's
– can't block him.
And the two guys doing it the best,
mm.
Dan Quinn.
Yep.
Schwartz.
Yep.
Both
and the guy
former,
in Pittsburgh.
And, yeah. Former D-line.
Yeah.
Well, Terrell Austin's in Pittsburgh, right? But he was a DB guy.
DB guy, yeah.
But yeah.
Still.
But he's got the man.
Him, yeah.
Yeah.
Scheming.
Wow. Because Watt is killing too. All right. That's good. I'm glad you said it because when we're doing the live games, you just gave me all the intel.
All the information you need.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
That is high level
but
stuff.
Unfortunately, we don't have one of those guys coming because you'd be able to see it in person.
I know. Like, yeah. We don't have a dude like that. But
you still be able to.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Maybe Josh Allen steps up and becomes that guy.
He had a good game the first. He's got like three sacks. So
yeah.
He's putting up
contract year for him too. So he's.
They always going to show up at you. Always.
They are always going to eat. 2-minute drill.
Mm.
Because you got something to do today. I'm not going to get into it. Very important though. Another thing, giving back to the people, what OC does. 2-minute drill, man. This is the segment where we pick a side of a hot topic.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times we agree, but we will disagree for conversation.
Give the people what they want sometimes.
We will. Our producer will pick the winner. Mm. I feel like you always slip them something or give them a little extra in your kindness. Yeah, because you constantly win, but your arguments are strong, and I appreciate
that. If you stop selling rainbows and sprinkles and give people like – because like
on the show,
you give them facts.
Uh-huh.
And then when we come here, you just want to be a nice guy.
I enjoy.
Bring the show, Jason.
Bring the show here.
Bring the show, Jason,
here. I will try. I like playing both sides.
No, bring the show here. Bring the show here.
Okay, bring the show.
I play to win. I play for keeps. I play for keeps, J-Bell.
Okay. All right. This is the time.
For keeps.
All right, the Jets lost
10-15
to the Patriots. So the Patriots just, I mean, how many in a row is that?
16 now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right, Jets fans, we know how they are. Mm-hmm. They are tough. They are upset about Zach Wilson. And when their head coach, Robert Saleh, was asked about his quarterback play, he did not give a definitive answer mm-hmm. in any direction. Mm-hmm.
Has Zach shown you enough to keep him as the starter going
forward? Yeah, he's fine. Right now, Zach is the best player he's who gives us the best chance to win. And, so that's basically that would be the cleanest answer I could give you.
It was kind of how I answered stuff when I...
Back in the day when we used to.
Yeah. And I had no answer. And it's just bouncing around. I need to get out of this room as quick as possible. That's how he felt. Now, what is your thought about this situation? Do they trade for a quarterback? Mm. Do they got to find somebody else out there? Which, if there was another quarterback out there, they'd have him. So, or do they just ride with Zach Wilson?
Mm.
Because this is how you can lose a team,
yeah.
how you can lose a locker room, on how you manage this situation. So, given the options there, what would you do? And if you were to trade, who would it be?
Yeah.
Why? And don't forget, Aaron Rodgers is coming back.
Exactly. And that, to me, that is the elephant in the room. That is the problem. Because if Aaron Rodgers wasn't coming back, I would say you have to trade for a quarterback. You must. Right? You're going to lose your locker room without a shadow of a doubt if you keep playing Zach Wilson. Right? You're going to lose games. All those things are going to happen, and you've built a championship caliber defense. Mm-hmm. Right? But the elephant in the room is Aaron Rodgers. So now you go out there and you make a trade for whatever the names that they're throwing about are, right? He comes in and he does well enough. What do you do then at the end of the year?
That's not the situation you want.
Right? Like, what is your...
That's not the answer.
Yeah, that's not the answer. So in a lot of instances... For the long-term benefits of the New York Jets, you have to ride with Zach Wilson. Like, you have to basically throw this season away in a form or fashion because you're not going to get anywhere near the playoffs. Even if you do, you're not going to get far with this quarterback, right? You're going to get yourself a higher pick, which you can maybe leverage into one of these big-time quarterbacks that are coming out that can sit behind Aaron Rodgers. And now you've actually pushed yourself further into the season. So if I'm the Jets, I'm going to take the insults. I'm going to take the booze. I'm going to go to the owner. I'm going to have a conversation with him. Listen, we made a mistake with Zach Wilson, right? We know this guy isn't an answer. We just have to tread water for the rest of this year, hopefully get one of these big-time quarterbacks that's coming out next year to sit behind Aaron Rodgers, who's going to be back and healthy over the next year or two, and ride this thing on out. It's a win-win situation. It's a loss now, but in the future, it's going to be a win for the New York Jets.
Okay, this is good. This is really good because this is our podcast.
Yeah.
This is how we roll, okay? Because we're on the field.
Yeah.
I agree.
There.
Everything you're saying.
There you go.
But I'm going to throw in a caveat where I think we diverge in our thinking.
Mm.
You said throw season away. And I know you're just talking. Mm. I know you were just talking, but I needed something.
Yes.
Right? Because yeah. I'm like, yes, 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 maybe not.
Yes.
But I'm with you.
Mm.
This is all about coaching.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Nathaniel Hackett, you had heat. Robert Saleh, you got heat. The people that are still in the building, if there are any, that got Zach Wilson, chose him, right? Boom. Let's make this right. You talked about the defense. You talked about we go as the defense goes, Mr. Robert Saleh. The defense isn't dominating.
Mm.
They're not dominating. Sauce Gardner is supposed to be one of the best corners in the league. He had an opportunity for a pick six week two. He dropped the pick.
Yeah.
What does Deion Sanders do with that interception?
To the house. He's dancing.
Right?
Mm.
Yes, y'all are good. Are you going to be the best? Are you going to be elite? Are you going to make people say, man, we got to try to score 10 or we might lose this game?
Mm.
We got these dudes are real. From first snap, maybe a 65 plays. From each snap, one to the end, you are playing defense. Tough. Shining. and signing up for a battle. They need to do that.
Yeah.
That needs to be coached. That needs to be emphasized. Let's take this pressure away from Zach. Zach, you are who you are. You are who you are. We're stuck with you.
Mm.
Well, what happens when you play in youth football or in high school? Bill Belichick used to tell his coaches, coach them like you're in high school. We can't get nobody else, to your point. We got a coach who's in the building. Let's stop blaming it on the players. Let's fix this. Let's change. Let's design stuff that works for what's going on. And on defense, we have to be the best. We got to be the best in the league, period. That's it. And it's on them.
I love it, J-Bell.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, so is there like a winner or loser?
Nah,
here?
You know what?
Is
not
there
today.
Somebody who, you
not
know.
Today.
Not today.
You know what?
Okay.
We'll let the people send a message and say, am I talking crazy? And OC's talking crazy?
Nah.
Let us know if you think they need to just get rid of Zach Wilson. But
yeah.
It was logical. Hey, man, we need to stop bailing coaches out.
That is a fact.
Stop, because it's like anybody in their job, they always want to say, if I had this, it'd be better. If I did this. You know one thing you always say, OC, no matter what we've done, no matter what situation we've been in, on the field or off the field, you don't let us go down a rabbit hole of what ifs.
Mm.
This is what we're doing. This is where we are. This is what we got. Let's go ball.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's it. That's all they can do.
I prefer it that way.
And that's, yes, and that's what they have to do.
Yeah.
That being said, OC has some things to do today.
Yep.
It's for the people. It's good. It's good. He's doing good things. So we'll talk about it next week. This has been another podcast. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Had a good time. The Jason OC podcast. Wow. They really got some branding in here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's brought to you. Brought to you by the NFL UK.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
It.
Yeah, that's nice.
I love it.
I like
I've
that.
Never said that.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I like that.
And they're writing the checks, too.
They are.
Yeah.
That instead of
bigger
all this other
than,
thing, this is what we should be saying.
You see, the crazy thing is the initial you had like five lines.
Yeah.
www.
Yeah. But this
the
is the big
one. People who are writing the big checks, NFL UK.
Yeah. And I like it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The NFL UK allowed us to do this when it first started. They threw a microphone in our face.
Mm.
Shout out. For the opportunity, please subscribe to all the platforms. You know what to do. You know where to find it. You know where to get it. Keep showing the love. We will keep giving you the nuggets. Till next week, let's ball out. Holla at us. Uprise.